Okay, let's begin. Daf Samaches.
Yehuda v'Chizkiya.
Top of the page, four lines down. Yehuda v'Chizkiya. Yehuda v'Chizkiya b'nei Rabbi Chiya. They were the sons of Rabbi Chiya. Havi yaseh b'sudasa the kamei Rabbi. They were sitting at a meal. They were the honored guests at the home of Rabbeinu Hakadosh, who was the nasi of Klal Yisrael. La yaseh shem Yehuda v'Chizkiya mibein raglav. They did not say anything. They were silent. So Rebbe said, "Amaluhu." So he told the waiter, "Agbaru chamra adar daki. It's on me. Fill them up. Fill them up. Bring out to these young men over here. Give them some alcohol. In other words, give them a lot to drink. That way, loosen them up, and that way, maybe they'll say some chidushim."
Seems like it was not a complimentary term.
It said like Agbaru today they would probably be in Cheru.
Adar Daki.
Because today if you go serve alcohol to a minor, your mom is you're causing them to become alcoholics, right? So this would not go well today's day and age. But Agbaru, he said Agbaru means the goyver, Lashon of Gibor. Prevail upon them. Force them to drink a lot of alcohol in order to Adar Daki, the children, the kindalach, kihechi dilemru milsa, to loosen them up. So words of wisdom will come forward. Kevon di ibasum, after they were intoxicated. Chayiv adam libasumi bipuraya. Okay, the same word. Libasum means to become intoxicated. Pesachu va'amaru, they said the following, they made the following statement. Ein ben David ba ad sheyichlu shnei bate avos shnei Yisrael. Mashiach will not come until the home of the Nasi and the home of the Rosh Goyla Reish Galusa is bottle. In other words, Mashiach, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, you're in the way. We want Mashiach to come, and you, Rabbeinu, the host of this bias, who has been so gracious to give us $100 worth of wine, is in the way. He's preventing Mashiach from coming. And who of the Tushnei Bate of us Mishal, Elohein Reish Gaila, that's the Reish Galusa, Shebavel. The Nasi and the Nasi, Shebeeretz Yisrael. Shenemar to pasuk. Where is the pasuk? Is in Yeshaya. V'haya lemikdash ule evendai. V'haya lemikdash. The Melech HaMashiach will be a mikdash, will be a sanctuary. He will be like a base of mikdash, and on the other hand, he will be a source of trouble for the heads of Klal Yisrael. Ule'evin negef will be a stone that brings negef, or brings affliction. Ule'tzur mikshol, a rock that is a stumbling block. In other words, it's a top and the bottom. It's two different types of stones. It's a very interesting pasuk. An egg in Negev means it comes from the top. It's a missile. And it's sur michshol from the bottom. You stumble on it. Mm. So a stone lamala, stone lamata. Okay, two different types of stones. Lishnei, bote yisra, for two of the main prominent homes in Klal Yisrael, Hud homes, that refers to the Reish Galusa and to the Nasi. So Amalohem, so Rabbi says, what kind of guests are you? I'm so kind to invite you to give you wine. And this is how you talk, you insult me, you tell me I'm in the way. But I kites and thorns, you're putting thorns in my eyes. Isn't that amazing? What kind of expression does that mean? There's a lot of depth in that. My whole outlook now in life, my eyes, the eyes represent the person's outlook on life. A kala has nice eyes, everything is good. Shat, nice eyes, it's not beautiful eyes. It means has a good, a positive outlook on life. Yeah, it's very important when you're going into a marriage to have a good outlook. Because the Einayim, the Einayim. So, you're telling me things now that are very depressing, which is going to change my perspective. My mission is, Amalei, so the Talmidim said, Amalei, Rebbe Chiya said to him, now only Rebbe Chiya said that, Yehud didn't say this, only one said this.
But they weren't there.
He was there too. Yehud and Chizkiya, it says, you're right. So this is the father. Very good. So the father one, that's Amalei, Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe, Aliyevi, Enecha, Yai, Niten, Bishem, Esios, what do you want? Nichnas yain yetzei. So that's what happens when you feed children wine. Maybe that's the more senior. You should not give children wine. Because you give children wine, you hear that you don't hear. Nitan yain b'shem ayisyeis. V'say nitan b'shem ayisyeis. Nichnas yain yetzei. So the word of the Gemara, because the word here is telling you gematria. So you don't find the word gematria in the Gemara does not mean numerical calculation of the letters. The gematria in the Gemara means something else. It's Mishnah Perkei Avos. You see here that when what we call gematria is what the Gemara calls Oisiyos. Nitan b'shivim oisiyos. If you were writing the Gemara, you would write, Yain b'gematria soid, And so the gematria would say 70. Yayin gematria 70, and so the gematria 70. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says nitan b'shishim oisiyos. See that?
Interesting.
It's a whole different approach to what it means a gematria. A gematria is an ois. It's an ois. If we say it's a very deep idea, a gematria, not a gematria, a real gematria. It's an ois. V'harenu ois l'toiv. Every ois represents something very, very special. Okay, I'm just throwing out ideas. This idea, okay, what this means. Amar Rav Chisa, Amar Rav Lada say, Amar Rav Chisa, Darash Amar Bar Mar. Ma'id Chsiv. The famous Chazal, V'yishkoit Hashem al Hashem, was diligent al hara'ah, concerning the ra, V'yivieha aleinu, and he brought the evil upon us quickly. It was yishkoit, shokit. Ki tzadik Hashem al, because you're righteous. The Gemara Sakasha, what does Hashem being righteous have to do with Hashem bringing evil upon us quickly? Mishum the tzadik Hashem v'yishkoit Hashem al hara'ah, V'yivieha lecha. What does that mean? The words, and yes, it's exactly what it means, because tzedakah saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael. Shehikdim golus at kiyahu v'oid golus Yechonya kayemes. Yechonya went into golus 11 years earlier. And Tzidkiyahu went into golus 11 years later. Now the Gemara is saying you're a chiddush. I don't know what this means exactly, but it seems to me that they really, according to the original divine plan, it was really meant to be that Tzidkiyahu would have gone into golus later, a later point in time. And if that would have happened at a later point in time, then it would be too late. Then the gap between the people, the Yechonya's Golis, they had 11 years to settle down in Bavel, to establish Meistais, to open pizza stores and restaurants, to establish a Yishuv. No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. To establish a Yishuv in Bavel, so that when the Goyim came 11 years later, they should have a place. There should be a place that's established where they can settle down. They would be okay. If they would now, the Gemara saying, if they would have come later, it could have been. It would have been too late. The people would not be able. Let's see where we rash. Rash. That's not really clear what it means.
The
Gemara
coming to Borough Park before World War II.
It has been just in the right time. Look over here. Let's see. Rash over here says, Shahik. Look at the, it's the top. It's the last. The top line. The last wide line. The end of the line. He was mashem, was makdim. But Ocha Golus Yechonya Kayemes, Shadayim Lo Mesu, they did not die, Oysam Shagolu, Lubavel Mechonya, Shayu Chachomim Bitoro, Vilimdua, Livne Golah Hachrainer. So it seems to say over here is that if the Tzidkiyah's Golus would have been later, then the real Talmidei Chachomim would have already died. And the new generation of Chachamim would not have been effective in continuing the Messiah from those who came with the Golus of Tzidkiyahu.
Wow.
So it was a chesed that they were still alive and they can still connect to the next generation. So that's the Golus, the Chachamim was still alive. How do we know this? How do we know? Dersiv Beba Golus Yechon. It says the Golus Yechon was 11 years before the Korban. It says, Hechorosh vehamasker elef. Chorosh means the craftsman. The masker means the gate closers. Was elef was 1,000. Now the Pshudishal Mikra means is that Nebuchadnezzar, he was afraid. This Pshudishal Mikra, he was afraid that the people, if he would leave over people in Yerushalayim, they would wage war. So he took with him all of the scientists. There was a brain drain. He took with him all of the smart people, the people who were the craftsmen, the people who, the masker, which means they were the gatekeepers, which I think they were the warriors, the people who knew how to close the gates, the people of defense, members of the military force, the RDF, right. They were the masker, because these are the people that would rebel. These are the people that are the craftsmen, they would build weapons, and they would be in charge of the army. So in order that they should not have any trouble, he took with him into Gaulis all of the people that potentially can cause a problem, and he left over in the land the common man, which was not a threat to Nebuchadnezzar. That is the Pshuto Shel Mikra. However, the Gemara makes a drasha. The Chorosh Damascus refers to the Talmidei Chachamim. He was really a Chacham. He knew that the Siddur, the Klai Shel, were the Talmidei Chachamim, and he did not want to keep the Talmidei Chachamim in Yerushalayim, so he took them with the big Talmidei Chachamim, and the Chorosh, we'll see what exactly these words mean. It means Elef 1,000. Chorosh. By the way, Elef always means Aleph Bina. Elef means Elef is, you know, Aleph is always a Rosh, is always a Rosh reference to learning Torah. Aleph means to teach, an Ulpan. So he took the people who were the Chorosh Damascus they were Elef, they were the people who were the Talmidei Chacham, they were 1,000. The Gemara explains, Harash, Kevon Shepaschim HaChakol Nasu Kicherushin, when they were a real Chacham, when they opened up, they say something of wisdom, everyone is a deaf mute, you're silent. Mm. I want to hear what the wise man has to say, so you're silent, you become deaf, because you become a mute, really become a mute. You don't talk, you don't argue. When a Chacham speaks, everyone listens. They do not speak up, they become a cheresh, which means a deaf mute. The proper word mute, masker, does not simply mean a gatekeeper. It means kevon shesugin b'halacha, when they conclude the sugya, when they come out, they masik the sugya. Lasuke shemaitza alibud hilchasa shuv in paiskim. There's nothing more to discuss. The kam, how many of them were there? How you elev 1,000? Okay, so the one thing telling you said that Nebuchadnezzar took with him 1,000 of the best of Klal Yisrael into Galus, and these were the Talmidei Chachamim. These people, they were there for 11 years in Bavel. 11 years was the amount of time when they did not yet die. So then when the Goyim came in the time of Tzidkiyah, the time of Chabes HaMikdash, the original Chacham was still alive, and they were able to transmit the Messiah to the next generation. Had the Chacham already died, let's say the Chacham would have died, then there would be no one of their caliber to transmit the Torah to the next generation. And therefore, that is the chesed. Maybe it means that they had no children. Maybe when they died, maybe when they were exiled, these 1,000 people, they already passed childbearing age. And they just, the 10,000, and they just, as they died, that would be over. Yeah. That fact that it was still alive, it was only 11 years, they're still alive, so they were able to teach Torah to the Goyim that came 11 years later and to preserve the Messiah. This was a very great chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Klal Yisrael. Ula, you have the same parallel in this generation, America, that before World War II, so America was already established. There was a place to go. There was a whole infrastructure. Yeah. Unfortunately, the people who came to make the infrastructure, many of them were lost. But for the masses that came afterwards, there was a moshav where they can easily settle in. Not easily, but settle in.
Ula, I mean, that's what happened to Boston Rebbe. The Boston Rebbe used to go down every Shabbos.
Yeah.
When a boat was coming in, he'd take in all the refugees off the boats and bring them in for Shabbos.
Okay.
And that was the most critical time when they first arrived in America, where
exactly.
That was what was going to happen
moments,
to them.
Those moments, the decisions they made at those moments affected all generations. Be the people that, because of what he did, they are doyrus and doyrus of people that are Shem Torah Mitzvahs. Next, so Yula Ula was another chiddush. It says in Parashas Veschanon that if you live in the land, v'noshantem ba'aretz v'ibadetem maher, you'll live long in the land. So the v'noshantem is bigmatria. So what's the drasha of the word v'noshantem is bigmatria 582. And how many years? I'm sorry.
852.
And how many years did Klal Yisrael live in Eretz before the Churban Bayis Rishon? 852. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Galus should really have happened 2 years later. Hashem had Rachmanis upon us, and he was makdim the Churban 2 years early in order that we should not fulfill Vinay Shantem, because if we would fulfill Vinay Shantem, that would trigger Abet Abdun. Yeah, that would trigger Vibadetem. That would trigger the Churban, the Klal.
It's interesting, why 2 years? Why?
Oh, yeah. So that's the famous Chazal, that a Gematria can be off by one. Here is one of the sources from which you learn a very important, you said that a Gematria can be off by one. Because if Hashem would have been marked him 800, let us live there 851 years,
wow.
It would have been, yeah. We would have triggered the Vibadetem Maher.
The main source of that is
Ephraim and Manasseh, Kiruv and Shimon Yuli, it's off by one, but the fact that it says Kiruv and Shimon.
The reason it can be off by one is because
Kohel,
which means
one groups all everything together.
You got the word, so you include the entire word
as one.
That's how you get. That's why it can be off by one.
One is the right glue. That's the koila. Imakoila, but this is another makar. This is one of a very popular makar to teach you the makar that you're allowed to be off by one in the gamatria. Amar Avacha by Yaakov Shema Mina Mehera. It says that you're going to be destroyed. Mehera. What is Mehera? Mehera. And Mehera just means the word Mehera. The Mori Alma Tamne Meir V'Chamshim Tartan Havi. Now, if he said whenever it's Mehera, whenever it's Mehera. Mehera is 852 by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, 852. That is the Mehera of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the significance? Whenever Hashem says Mehera, whenever we mispala Sheibona Beis HaMikdash B'Mehera V'Yameinu. So B'Mehera means in 852 years. What's B'Yameinu? In our days. So I don't know, this Torah on this. I didn't have time to go look and delve into this, but the Gemara is telling us the Yisayit, that the word Mehera, since over here it says V'Ibadetem Mehera, V'Nashantem Ba'aretz, you're going to live long in the land. You can do averos, and it says in this pasuk the word mehera, and mehera is fulfilled. Mehera is fulfilled in the word of Vinayashantem. So you see the juxtaposition between the word mehera and the word of Vinayashantem indicates that the two are related one to another. The mehera is 852 because they're both in the same pasuk and they relate to one another. Amar Rav Achavar Yaakov Shmuel Midam Mehera 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 Demar Alma Tamei Meya 850 the Tarot Tanav is 852. We learn in the Mishnah that a person is created yichidi, a man is created as an individual. What's the mile of being an individual? Why did Hashem create only one man? Why didn't Hashem create two men, two brothers? Why didn't Hashem create Adam and Chava originally as separate? Because then each person will say, I come from him, you come from him, therefore maybe there's more than one God. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam that created you.
So why don't we give the sort of the famous let us make man.
Because there was a purpose, because Hashem wanted to teach humility. It was Kedai to teach humility in order to open up the world a suffix. But when it's not necessary, when there is nothing to be taught, Hashem is not trying to make it hard for us. Mm-hmm. Hashem is trying to make it easy for us in this world. Okay? So what does that mean? A person has a disposition to be good. Oh, I come from the tzaddik. A person has a disposition to be evil. Oh, so I'm not going to work on myself. I'm not going to go and go to the daf and the omel because I have a natural disposition to be evil. The Gemara is saying that everyone is the same. There's no difference between the tzaddik and the rasha. Everyone comes from the same makor. Everyone has the same potential, the same opportunities. And there's no one to blame in this world for your problems but yourself. Right. Dover acher, mibnei ha-mishpachos. Mibnei ha-mishpachos. Shalo yu mishpachos. I'm talking to myself. Shalo yu ha-mishpachos. Miskor zo-bezo. The mishpach should not fight. Meaning they should not fight. They should not go say, I'm better than you. You're better than me. Or I come from here. The Gemara explains. More achshav sh'niv yechidi miskoros. How do I know this? Kal v'chaymer. Look what goes on in this world. There's a world. There are world wars going on. The whole world is fighting, and we still come from one person. So you can imagine what it'd been like if we come from Ma'achshav Shneiver Yachid Yachid Miskaros Neiver Yeshlaim Alachs Kamakama. Okay, I'll tell you a very good joke. I'm going to turn it off the recording, even though no one's going to ever listen to this, so it's really irrelevant. It's not my joke. This is an old joke. Right. People steal property and they always say, it's mine. You took away this, trace the land. They commit extortion. How much more so would have happened? Also to reveal to Hashem's greatness, that Hashem as the koyach, his seal, his signet, can produce every single human being is different. Every single person has a unique appreciation of the Ribbono Shel Olam's world. That's not like craftsmen. A craftsman today is a cookie cutter. You make a mold and everything else comes out exactly the same. So the person goes and he mints many coins. They all exactly the same. And guess what? There have been billions and trillions of people in this world time. There are no two people that look alike. And the same way they do not look alike on the outside, there is a gila that they do not think alike. They know what that means? They don't think alike? It means every single creature in this world has a different appreciation of every single mitzvah. You put on tzitzis. Why do I put on tzitzis? You have an appreciation. You read the psukim, appreciation. Recently, it was called Mitzvah Hashem. The way I appreciate tzitzis is not the way you appreciate tzitzis. Not the way he appreciates tzitzis. Everyone has a unique twist. Mm-hmm. And there are trillions of people in the world. Every single person looks with a little different mashu, different approach. Isn't it amazing? Baita Shnema. How do you know this? Here's a pasuk. Is an Eiv in this pasuk? Is a pasuk vav? Is a pasuk in Eiv? This talks about death. Very good topic to talk about. Tisapech kichoymer choysam. When a person dies, his matter, his choymer, it disintegrates. Man turns into dust. So the choymer, the matter that until this point in time is in a beautiful tzura, a beautiful form, it disintegrates into tisapech. It's transformed kichoymer into matter, into dust. Chosam, the seal, the creation of Hashem. When Hashem creates, the first person is born, he's a Chosam, he's been minted in Hashem's seal, and now when he dies, he's transformed into nothingness. But, do not worry, the pasuk is mechazek us, they will be tchiyas ha-mesim. The day will come when the dust, the chum, will one day stand up from the ground once again, vayisyatzvu, it will return, it will stand kamer levush, like a garment. What do you mean like a garment? When you go to sleep, you fold up your clothing, nice and neat. So also, the tsura of your clothing is mishapech, it disappears. But in the morning, when you take out your shirt and you open up, you unfold it, wow, look at that. It has been restored. So a person, when he goes to sleep, when a person goes to sleep, when a person dies, it's just like you're folding up your shirt when you go to sleep at night. You're folding up your pants. You're folding up in the drawer. And in the morning will come, you'll unfold them and wear it once again. Hallelujah, you said, Tchias HaMesim. Right. Why is it that everyone has a different, looks different in this world? So the Gemara says, because the person should not steal. Person, he sees a nice house, so like this is like a science fiction novel. You put on a mask, and you make believe you're the person, and you walk in, and you're like, I'm the Balabais, right? And you make the same fingers, whatever, like some type of science fiction novel. You make believe you're someone else, a person, then the person, everyone exactly the same. No one, there would be no security. Think about that. The more you are saying is, that's not because, you know, you take courses in college on security. Security, everyone has to be unique. You have to have a unique identifier. Okay, your social security number, the iris, the fingerprint. Now they have security. Now I know they do now. So these have face recognition. There's a problem with face recognition. What's the problem? Put on glasses. Put on a cap. Put on a hood. Put on some face makeup, so that you can fool the computer. Put on some thick. You know you can do things. What do they do? They have a new technology. There's another IM. Every single person in the world walks differently. Did you know that?
Different gait.
A different gait. No two people in the world walk the same. Mm. Do you believe that? Now, I can't tell the difference. I watch two people walk. Okay, so maybe you can, but you can't really tell the difference. But the computer can tell the difference. Wow. So when they go in the Super Bowl, right? You know, the Super Bowl is the big day, Super Sunday. This is the biggest day for security experts. They have all the new technology installed in the stadium. Facial recognition, the iris, and this technology of watching people walk into the Super Bowl to identify, to test out all the technology. You can test that 100,000 people in one shot. You can identify who they all are. Based upon, you can figure out all the criminals, all the terrorists who are walking around. Half of the fellas, the movie is saying that's why they have to be unique. The Gemara is saying, so the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu made it that every person looks different, security. Security. Hashem was ahead of his time. Head of this time, that you have to have good security in this world, male, you have to have a unique identifying mark, and that's why everyone's to be different. It's mine. And no one can say otherwise, because that's you look like the Balabais. Shenemar, Vimona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denied me Rishayim Ayram, denied the or upon him. Uzeroya Ramah, and their mighty strength, Tishavir, he has broken. So the Gemara is saying very chiddush, and that's saying, it's very disturbing to Gemara. The Gemara is saying that really, as far as Tzaddikim are concerned, it's very disturbing. As far as Tzaddikim are concerned, there's really no need for them to look different. Everyone can look the same if you're a Tzaddik. Because what, you're going to steal? I'm going to take away what's yours? I'm not going to take away what's yours. The only reason why we look different is because...
Rishon.
Isn't that scary? Mm. It's a very scary idea. Tanya, Hayyar Rabbi Meir, Bishlei, Shadvarim, three things, Adam, Mishnah, Mechav, everyone, the unique identifying marks, Mekoil. Everyone has a different pitch, different voice, b'mare, what he looks like, u'vadas, and different intellect. The Gemara explains, b'kol u'mare mishum erva. A woman, a wife, should know who her husband is. At night, she sees him. By day, she sees him. At night, she hears him. And u'vadas, v'mei ha'gazlonim, v'ha'chamsonim. If everyone thinks the same, where will I be able to hide my treasure? the same way I thought of this hiding place, he also thought of this hiding place, because everyone thinks the same. I know the combination to my, I have the combination to the lock. He knows the combination. Like, everyone thinks the same. That's why everyone has to think differently. It's all, but it's all.
That's what they, what, how they manifest it.
But it's all security. It's all because of the Rishon. It's not, if not, for, not for the Rishon.
When I say if it does, so people should have different Shiva Palm Latara, the Shiva.
Like I told you, I told you. Don't say it in the Gemara. It's a Pella. It's Mamash a Pella.
You told me that?
Yeah, I told you. I just told you. I told you. Everyone has different appreciation of the Torah. Yeah. Everyone has different appreciation. So it's a Mamash a Pella. I don't know. Tanaban. Adam Nivra Be'er Shabbos. Adam was created Er Shabbos, the moment for Shabbos, and Mimneima. Why? Shlo Yehu Aminim Oimrim Shutav Hoya Loi Liyakadosh Baruch Hu B'mayis Tavish. If he was created on day one, people will think everything that was created after Adam, Adam was a partner in, with Hashem in creation. So in order that no one should make that mistake, Adam came last. He was the very, very last. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu came, that he, there was no creation after man, and therefore there is no mistake, cannot be that Adam, there's no, there can be no mistake that Adam was a Shutav with the B'mayis Shlo.
Now, before, there would not have been any advantage per se to do it on Sunday, like we had by
because then, because then, but Adam was created in the very beginning. Then
the Bechira also. That was
a, but it's a very big question, because it comes out now that there was a whole long list of things that were created Bein Hashmashos, and Bein Hashmashos L'Chaira is after Brias Adam. So that means in all of the things that were created Bein Hashmashos, there is a Nisayon, there is a Pesach. A person for the meaning to say that Adam, that's the, where you have that, because all the apikurus in the Welt is mushrash in the events that happened Bein Hashmashos.
Wow.
So you have to fatayich the Mishnah of us, all the things, and then you'll trace, you'll see that in the Welt all the different various forms of apikurus is mushrash after Bein Hashmashos, and those the, those inyanim, those yeah. concepts, because that came after Adam, and Adam is chashad, Adam was a yoitzer over there.
Interesting, why doesn't he bring the answer? Because otherwise it would not have been Bechira. He would have seen the world being created. It would not have been Bechira. Rabbi Victor Miller speaks about that in Atlant.
Weiter. Tana Banan, Dabracha, Sheim Tazuch, Im Tazuch. This, I think Rashi quotes this. The person who becomes arrogant, Daito Lav, Yoimelo Yatush Kedomach Kedomcha B'masavish. What is so arrogant? The Yitosh came before you, the gnat. The tiny little creature came before you. Therefore, what are you arrogant, Adam? You're last. You're the last guy on the line. You're nothing. Again, Mipshat is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu did not want to keep men waiting. Okay, this murder. That's why are we so impatient in this world? Why is it that people they blow their top, go in the car, and the guy doesn't green light, and the guy goes, and the guy doesn't go right away, right? Or honk.
It takes an extra minute to look at his phone.
Why are we so impatient? It's because it's all rooted in the Bria. Hashem created us as people that have no patience, because Hashem created us the very last moment, and the moment we were created, immediately we were served, we were sat down at the table, and the waiters came and gave us what to eat, gave us Shabbos. If Hashem would have created man early in the week, man would have had to wait. He would mainly be a brie of patience. So this everything is a double edged sword. There's a mile in the chasar and by the racha kadesh yikonis lusumia levan moshul moch the bot of dam shabana palatayin v'shichulan. He built a palace and he beautified it. The Hiskin Suda, the Achar Kach, and afterwards Sichnis Archin, Shneidi bring all people against them. Couldn't have to wait. Shneimar the pasuk Chochmas Van Sabina with wisdom, with multiple layers of wisdom. Hashem built her house. Van Sabi Beisa Chavsa Amudah Hashem Shish carved out seven pillars. Tovcha Tivcha slaughtered the animal. Mascha Yena diluted the wine. Af Orcha Shulchana arranged the table. Shulchana Alasecha Sikra, she called forth to her maidservants to come forth and serve. The Gemara Da Algabe Miroi Me Keres, and put the person on the gape, means the wings of an exalted place of Miroi Me Keres. What's Keres mean? I don't know what Keres means. On a very high, a beam, a very high place. So the Gemara now dash the pasuk word for word. He built the entire world with Chachma. Okay, Mara Masach Hashem Kulam b'Chachma Asisa. Chatzva Amudach Hashiva Elu Shiva Simei Breishis. Seven pillars. This refers to Simei Breishis. Tavcha Tivcha. She slaughtered the animal. Maschi Yena Af Orcha Shulchan Elu Yam. This refers to the Yamim, the seas, and the harvest rivers, and all the needs of the world. Shalchan Asach Tikra, Hashem called forth to them out of Secha, the Adam v'Chava. Adam v'Chava, Hashem created at the very end, after Hashem made the world with Chochmah, and Hashem 7 days, and Hashem made the Yamim, the Nahorais, v'chulu v'chulu. Then the very last thing is, Hashem called forth for the Nado Secha, Adam v'Chava. And by the way, from here we learn that Adam and Chava were created in the state of being a Nar, or it's a Nar 20 years old. How old was Adam and Chava at the time of their creation? Were they 60 years old? Were they 5 years old? Were they a baby, infant? Mm-hmm. So Chazal said they were created as a 20-year-old person.
Nice.
Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. They lost out on their youth. They lost out adolescence. They were created when they were already 20 years old. And they just woke up. Here I am. I'm 20 years old. Al-gabe miloime kares, upon a high place. That means the wings of the miloime kares. Kares, what does it say there? It's black. What's the word kares? How do they translate
it? Heights of the city.
What?
Heights of the city.
The city. So the kares is a city. Rabbos, what does it mean? Rabba babarchana. Rami posed the following to you. It says al-gape, which means the wing, which means very, very high. Uchsiv, it says another pasuk, al-kisei, that Hashem put men upon a throne, upon a chair. A chair is in a low place, that's on the earth. Stira, enter the Gemara. Before the chait, after the chait. V'tchila al-gapei, and after Adam was chayte, from the Eitz Hadas, then it was al-kisei upon the chair. Next pasuk, mi pesi yosur heina, who is the foolish person? Let him turn over here. Chasar lev armulo, the chasar lev said to him. What does this mean? The Gemara says the word chasar lev is a code word for a woman. A woman is called a chasar lev. Don't say this at home. Okay, a woman is called a chasar lev. She's lacking understanding. On the one, the woman is bina yisera. The mitzat sheni, she's called a chasar lev. How could that be? How could a woman be both? Yeah, that's the mitzias. The mitzias is a woman, mitzat echad, is bina yisera. But mitzat sheni, there's something lacking. Man is perfect. Man is perfect. Really? This is, they're talking about different times. It's about different times. Whatever this means. Chasalev Amrulai. Amar Kashbarachu, mi pitachu lezeh. Who is the one that enticed man to sin? It's the chasalev, the Isha. Isha Amrulai. So it says, Naif Isha. Another pasuk, a woman, Naif Isha. A woman is an adulteress. She's chasalev. So we learn from this pasuk that a woman is called the chasalev. So now we can go backwards. When it says in this pasuk, mi pesi yosur heina, who is the one that is the foolish one, the pesi yosur heina, chasar lev amalo, who is the one that caused the mother, who is the one that caused man to be foolish? And the answer is, it's the chasar lev, which we know to mean the isha, she's the one that told Adam to even the Eitz Hadas. Vaita. Tanya heard me. Even though, right, but still she's the one that was caused him to be nichshel. From where Adam is afar mincho Adama. Where did the Adama come from? Where did the Adama come from? So the Gemara says it came from chutzpah afar, it came from the ganze Welt. Hashem took earth, every single corner of the world, and combined it together to make Adam. Adam was made from earth and water. Why? So that whenever a person dies, the earth should be makabalim. Because since a person was created from every single particle of the ganze Welt, memelo adam from shenema golmi means golmi. Eif said, my form, ra'u einecha, did your eyes see? And Hashem's eyes see the entire world from beginning to end. Uchsiv says ki Hashem einav mishoitet eis. They float, they fly, b'chol haaretz in the ganze Welt. Okay, so therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, therefore, men came from the command of Omar Rav Oshaya. Mishra the Rav, he disagrees. Adam Harishon, he disagrees. Gufay, his guf came from where? He doesn't disagree, he's elaborating. I don't know if he disagrees, but he's saying all the parts. Gufay mi Bavel, his body is from Bavel. V'roisha, his head came mi Eretz Yisrael. They varve his limbs, Misha'ar Ratzais. Agvaisa, where did his buttocks come from? Well, that's the lowest part of the body, the most insignificant, that's the part of the body that represents where all the waist is. Amaravacha, me Akra de Agma, swampland. It's some swampy land, the lowest part of this, where maybe you're referring to the Amazon, referring to some very low swampy land. That's where the earth was taken to create a person's Agvaisaf. This Gemara reminds me of the famous thing we always hear about the same Hashas. and they say, look at the page Gemara. You know this part? You know the whole part? There are two parts of the Vart. It's a Merdik Vart. Page of Gemara, right? Where did the Gemara come from? Where did the Mishnah come from? You have on the Daf Gemara, you have a Mishnah. Where did the Mishnah come from? Who wrote the Mishnah? Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Where did he live? Eretz Yisrael. Who wrote the Gemara?
Rabbeinu Rashi.
Where did they live? In Bavel. Rashi. Where did Rashi live? France. The Frenchman. Tisus. Where do they live? Germany. Valadit's all from Germany. All from Germany. And there goes Vaita. You go look at Ben Hananel. I think Ben Hananel was from Spain. Okay, I think I'm not mistaken. Spain. Look over the Mesir Sashas, Portugal. All you go through Mamish, and then also you go through some of the later things, the Bach, Poland, half of a fella, the whole history of Klal Yisrael is a one-page Gemara. Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, France, Germany, Spain, Poland, the ganze Welt. And what about the white space, the margins? Where did this come from? The blank space, America.
Right there.
America provided us with nothing. That's what they used to, my father told me, that's what they used to say in yeshiva before Art Scroll came along. And then what happened? The Art Scroll Revolution. What did the Art Scroll Revolution do? They put the gray line down part of the page. And that gray line, that America, they filled in with 10 pages.
Wow.
10 pages of the most sophisticated Talmidei Chachamim written with the most eloquence and Yoifi. So in a Chanami, the white space was Tak America. But at the end was America did pretty good at the end. They really came through.
At least they say the Sima Shas.
They do say this. Every Sima Shas, someone says this. They don't say the end, like I told you. They don't say the white space is America where the art scroll, but they always, someone always says Eretz Yisrael and Bavel and France and Germany, Spain, Poland. Someone will always make this statement. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina Shemesh Shos Hayom. The day is 12 hours long. Shari Rishon, the first hour, Chutzpah, from the first hour of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he gathered the earth of man. Shni, the second hour of the day, Nase Golem. So the first hour he was gathering. The second hour of the Shparach, he made into a golem, into a mold. Shlich, the third hour, Nimtechu Evar Hashem, spread out his limbs. Revis, the fourth hour, Nizrukov and Neshama Hashem, inserted the Neshama. Chamishis, Omar Al-Ragav, his Adam stood up. Shishis, the sixth hour, Kara Shemos, he called every creature in this world by a name. Shvis, the seventh hour, Nizdavgo Lechava. He met her. Shidduch, there was a whole, the Shidduch process took a whole hour. Shminis, the eighth hour, Olu Lamita. They had marital relations. Lamita, Shnayim, they went to meet the Shnayim, Vyardu Arba, and four children, four came down. Adam Chava, Kai and Hevel. Tishias, the ninth hour, Nitzdava, Shalei Lechem and Ilon. She was commanded on the ninth hour, not even Ilon.
Adam was commanded.
She was commanded. No, Nitzdava, Nitzdava.
Tishias and
Stavas
says
Adam Rishon. He was commanded, Shalei Lechem and Ilon. Asiris, the 10th hour, Sarchi sinned. He was chayte. Achas Esrei, the 11th hour, needed. He was judged. Shteim Esrei, on the 12th hour, Nitrad. He was driven out of Gan Eden. V'halachlo, and he went away.
This would be 12 noon.
12. This would be 12. This would be no. This would be
midnight.
No. This will be 6 o'clock. 6 in the evening.
So it's 12 hours.
12 hours. So 12. There. Today, the day is 24 hours. So we start 12, 6
exactly.
O'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock at night.
So he was
six
nidrat.
At night.
At night. 6 at night. He was nidrat. 6 in the morning. The Afada was chutzpah.
Rabbi Kesson has this thing about 1,000 years.
Okay.
And every 240 years
is another hour. Okay. So let's go by Shnemar Adam Bikar. Now, how do they translate the word Bikar? Adam was Bikar means a fool.
Girdish.
What? He was driven out. Adam Bikar has been driven out. Bikar has been driven out. Baal Dion, he will not live in Gan Eden. Amaram Bar Chama Ein Chayra Shalis Adam Elim Kein Did Meloy Bikima. Only time a Chayra, if a dog barks at you, it means. It means that the dog views you as an animal. the dog sees that you're not oymed in your nis, you're not living up to what the tzelem elokim is meant to be, and that's why you're an animal. If an animal barks at shenemar nimshal kabehemos nimshal, a person is ruled. Whenever a person is a master of nimshal, another animal rules over him because kabehemos nim, because the animals, they look at you as another animal. Okay, I've always, dogs, they love to bark at me, so I know this firsthand. I always think of this Gemara. I always think of this Gemara when I see a dog. What does a dog, when a dog sees me, what does he see?
Well, take a Gadol Hadar, if a Gadol Hadar walk down the street,
they walk down the street, the dogs talk, don't bark. The lot of stories with Gadol Hadar, where the dogs mamish, the dogs are quiet. A lot of stories like that. One cat. Hashem created a cat. Amlohem. So he said to them, "Ritzaynchem, nasadim salnein." What do you think? What do you think of my idea? I want to make a human being. What do you think of that? So Amru Lefan. So the cat said, "Ribay nishalayla ma masav." Tell us about this creature you want to make. Amlohem kach v'kach masav. Amru Lefan. Ribay nishalayla ma enosh kisiskerenu v'nam kisiskerenu. What is the man is not worth anything? You should think about him. You should remember him. In other words, our vote is no. Do not create man. So how did Hashem react to this cat of Malachi Hasharis? Hoishit etzbo ketana b'neim. Seraphim, Hashem pointed his small finger at them, and the Malachim were burnt to a crisp. They ceased to exist. So then Hashem created a second cat, the chain kat shnia, kat shlishis. And the same thing happened with the kat shnia. Then Hashem created a third cat. And the third cat, they learned what happened to the first two kat. So what they say? Listen, before you called us in, we read the history. We have the CIA report. Okay, we googled what happened, and we learned that the first two kitim were burnt. So what do you want from us? What do you want? I should tell you, no, you'll do this in us. Call ilm kula shalachahi ma kol ma she'atarei tzalasas b'lom chasei. Well, this Gemara requires very, very elaborate hesber. Okay, I have no clue what the Gemara means. Kevan shegia la'anshei d'hamabel, when it came to v'anshei d'haflaga, Shemasem Mikul Kalin, Hashem meant to destroy the world. Amru Lefanov, the Malachim said, we told you so. They rubbed it in. How could the Malachim Hashem say this to Hashem? This is mamish, the most basic form of a Noas Devarim. We buy Nishlim. La Yafe Amru Rishon Lefanecha. Didn't the first two Kitin, were they not correct? They have an answer for this kasha. Noas Devarim, Malachim, how could you have what's the shot? Sorch in Godel Admeoid. Amal Ren, Viad Zikna, and who Hashem says, who says, Dari after Lane, he's supposed to say after Lane, Hashem says, listen, I'm tolerating men, Ad Zikna, and who, Viad Seva, and Yesful. Beautiful answer. Beautiful answer. Again, Chavan, the same day, you see, finish Lane, Hashem says, listen, don't worry, I have my Cheshbanis. Until old age, until the very, very end, I will tolerate a human being. Man, his height, his width, it spanned the entire world. From one end of the heaven to the other end, so it goes to the earth, to one end of the heaven, to the other end of the heaven, man spanned the entire globe. Hashem put his hand upon him, umiatoi, and diminished him. Shenemar, ochor v'kedem tsaratani, you made me front and back, but batoshes olai kapecha, you put your calf upon me, and this the makar for the malach. The malach, when the baby comes into the world, what happens? Why is there a cleft in between, between under the nose? Why is there? So what's the tradition? Because that's the malach. The malach puts it there to cause you to forget. What is the malach causing you to forget? Person comes into this world with a degree of arrogance. The malach teaches you Torah. What is the malach teacher? The Torah is the building blocks of the world. The aleph of the Torah is, so when the person comes into this world, the malach taught him the kol Torah kula, the man's mayach spans the entire veil from the mitchilos of the atzayfai. What's the problem? If you start out knowing everything, it's a guarantee there will be sarach. It will be like Adam Harishon, who was sarach. So mamele vatoshes olai kapecha. The malach is the shlich of Hashem to put his finger, his kaf upon us to humble us, to cause us to forget the Torah, so we should not be massing the ganze Welt, we should, there should be a degree of humility. Amar Belozo, the Mishnah Min Aretz and Min Aretz Larukia Haya. He was not the whole world. He was from the Aretz to Larukia. Same idea. Oh, okay. The Kaminam de Kesufa. Even if you know everything, they're different. Madregos Am de Kesufa. They're different. Mahalchim Am de Kesufa. Fine. Adam Rishon Min Aretz Adam Rishon Min Aretz Larukia. Not like the first one that says Misoifa Ilum Yat Soifa. This opinion is a little different. This one says. The first opinion says it was vertical and horizontal. He's saying it is vertical. It was from Min Aretz Ad Rakia Hayashem Lumin Hayama Shabar Lokim Es Adam Al Aretz, the Aretz or the Mikzeh Hashemayim until the ends of the heaven. Kevon Shesorach Chinich Hashparuch Yodu Alav Miato Shnemar Ochar Bekadem Tzar Tan. Like we said before, Hashem made it from the back, and then he put his calf upon me to diminish me. Next Gemara, Kol Shukra Adadi. We have two psukim. The first pasuk says it was one pasuk says it was minayom hashabor lekim adam al aretz the aretz ule mikzeh hashamayim, and the previous sugya said it says ule mikzeh hashamayim v'ad kitzeh hashamayim. So what is it? Is it earth to heaven, or is it from one end of the heaven to the other end of the heaven? Kashu kiroy adadi idi v'idi chadam idihi. The Gemara is saying is that the vertical height of the world is equal to the width of the world. Because height represents greatness. Width represents breath. Breath. Is that the right word?
B-R-E-A-N-D-T.
How do you pronounce it?
Breath.
So you pronounce the same?
Is it D in this?
You pronounce the D. Yeah. Breath.
Breath.
I can't pronounce it. Breath. Whatever it is. So the question is, so the Gemara is saying Mordecai said that the height... The height, which means the recognition of height, sometimes represents kamos, and the breath represents echos. So there's such a thing that in the bria, they're equal. That's what we're saying. The two different dimensions and what they represent, the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension, in the bria are equal one to another. Okay, obviously that represents a very deep idea. Next Gemara. He spoke always his natural language, Aramaic. He did not speak Lashon HaKodesh. Shenemar v'li ma yaku re'echo kel. How precious is it me that I should be called your friend? So what's the raya? The raya is yakar. Yakar is not a Hebrew word. Okay, yakar in the Megillah. It says the Megillah v'chol hanashim yidnu yakar. Lava Alehen. A lot of Torah on this. Yakar, they have to give honor. Why did it use the word Yakar? The Megillah is written in Lashon Kodesh. Why did Mordechai the Esther select the word Yakar? So I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember reading this Torah on this. So the word Yakar is a Haben Yakir Li Ephraim.
Who composed Mizrach Shiliyah Mishabas?
What?
Who composed Mizrach Shiliyah Mishabas?
Adam, right? Adam composed it. Mizrach Shiliyah Mishabas, Adam composed
it.
Right, so that's the question. What is Mizrach? What is he told us around? We believe, my Yakir Yecha, Reecha means your friendship. The high in Dimber, Shlok, Shmai, Dosef, Zesef, Tolos Adam. Melamed, what does it mean, Zesef, this is the same, another Drasha. The Tolos Adam, Melamed, Shahar, Gleshmer, Baruch Hu, Dor, Vidar, Shav. He saw you. All the Rishon saw you sitting right here. Dor v'chachamav kevon shigil l'dor shor Rabbi Akiva samach. When Adam saw Rabbi Akiva, he had great simcha. But Harasa v'nisased b'misasai, he had simcha in his Torah. He was sad in his misasai. Omar, he said v'li to me ma yakur re'echa kel, and he said to me yakur, because yakur means two things. Yakur means yakur be'eni Hashem hamavsola chasida. So therefore yakur means precious, but it also means death. Well, yakur is a merdic word. It spans simcha and tzar.
Okay. So this taka means yakur be'eni Hashem hamavsola
chasida. What
does yakur be'eni Hashem hamavsola chasida mean?
Hashem, it's painful for Hashem.
That's what yakur means.
It's painful. Yeah, yakur be'eni Hashem hamavsola. It's painful for Hashem to take a tzaddik from this world. When a tzaddik is in this world, he's doing, he's accomplishing. So Hashem fulfills his pain for sleep. But the word yakar is a very powerful word, and that's why it's Aramaic. Because in Lashon Kodesh, he said Lashon Kodesh, there's no such word for bad. what appears to be bad is really good. So you want to talk about things that from our perspective are bad, you have to go to Aramaic. Aramaic. Okay, so that's why Adam Rishon, that the fact that he recognized he was limited, understanding everything in this world is good, his perspective, there is Ra, you cannot exist a word, language in Kodesh, that's Ra. You merely have to come onto the word Yakar. Good? Tzvil is also called Yakar. Yakar also is referred to Tzvil because Tzvil are black, it's upon him. This is a very interesting insight. He was not Bikurus. How do you like that? So he went from us. If he was not Bikurus, he went from us. Shnemar, Vayikra Hashem Elokim El Adam Yimelo Ayeka. So where are you? So on, what's Ayeka? This is a good Torah for Tisha B'Av. Ayeka, on Nata Libcha. Where did your heart turn? Ayeka means, it's Nutriken. Nutriken. Aleph is on. And Ka is not a, what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What do you have in the parish? Anything in the parish over there? Ayeka? No, it doesn't say over here. Minoyah? What? The word Ayeka is on where? Not a libcha. Ayeko. I think it means Ayeko. Where did you go? Ayeko. Where did you go? Where are you? Means where did your heart turn? Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Moishech Berlosahoya. He went and he tried to undo the bris milah. Ksivach says in Behemoth. He was born mal, but he tried to recover the bris milah. Shneema Ksivach says in the Bas Behemoth came the name of Adam. It says about the Rishayim. They're like Adam Harishayim of Rubris. They have transgressed the covenant.
He was a mitzvah.
But the Gemara is making a drasha. The bris over here really means the bris milah. The other means they try to extend it. Ksivach says was there as brisi hefar. They have annulled my bris, referring to the bris milah. Rav Nachman Amar, Koyfer Bikahoya, he was a Koyfer, he denied the existence of Hashem Baruch Hu. Ksivacha Avru Bris, Ksiv Hashem says, Vasek V'amru Asher Ozu Es Brisi, they have abandoned my covenant, Hashem Lokei Avosim, what is the covenant? The covenant is recognition of that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists. Next, Martin Hasam, Rabbi Levi Mehavi Shagal Lom HaTorah, you should be diligent to learn Torah, V'dam Ma'asher Toshel Lach Bikaris. Know how to answer. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Loshon Rol Lach Bikaris, Goy, Avru Bikaris, Yisrael, Kol Shrei, the Pok, Artvei, Murder Gemara. Don't engage yourself in a conversation with a Jew who's not Epicurus because he's not interested in listening. He has decided to rebel. And Epicurus was a goy, him, he's receptive to listening, to engaging in dialogue. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Kamakam Shapak, Raminim to Shivasim. And anytime you need Torah, Pasuk, the Pasuk, you find them. And Epicurus says something nonsense. In the Pasuk itself, you see the answer to the questions. For example, Nase Adam. Nase Adam, what? Multiple gods. Together, Rosh Laban. Bitzalmenu. And what does the pasuk say? Vayivelo Kim es Adam. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam, no one else, no malachim. Hava nerda b'loshen rabim v'novla sham sifas b'loshen rabim. It says vayered Hashem. Only Hashem went down to destroy. So Elivus here. Ki sham there niglu elav elohu elokim. Elokim is b'loshen rabim. Elokim b'loshen rabim. Lokel ha'ineh oyisib yom tzarasim. And then the pasuk goes on to say the David says. Says that only the Ribbono Shel Olam listens. Ki mi goy gadol Shel Olam kim elav ki Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kvein olav. And what does the next pasuk say? Umi kam kol shokoy chabaretz shahol haolch Elokeinu liftois lolam. The response is there's only one Hashem. Okay, we'll do this part tomorrow. We should do that. Okay, this looks like. Okay, don't worry. We'll get it. We got most of it. Not so far behind. Ashkenaz for coming. Thank you for coming. We keep the daf alive. It's staying alive by a hair.
Shabbat. Let me see. You guys get that black hat up.
I'm not coming on Monday nights.